Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Lee here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline with our good friend Pete Najarian, the best-selling author of Follow the Smart Money and co-founder of Market Rebellion, that's a portfolio trading service and education company. Pete, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dave, and I'm loving that forecast you got in front of us, especially what you talked about Monday. I'm loving the summer that we're having right now.
I'm with you. It's just been really nice weather. We've been blessed here. By the way, our buddy Doc Lynch just sent me a text, and what'd he say? This is the coolest start from August officially in the Twin Cities since 2002, and it's also the driest stretch of weather since early to mid-June. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And then he said something else, but I'm not gonna quote the entire thing. So there you go. Hey, Pete, what do you make out of this jobs report this morning?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting, Dave, because it did surprise people. I think it impressed relative to what people were expecting, and that's what it really has come down to in the markets. It's like earnings season this particular quarter. It's what are you expecting, and can you beat the expectations, even if those expectations are significantly off of what they would have been a year ago or even a quarter ago or a couple of quarters ago. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now. And I'll tell you, the numbers were pretty impressive, actually. I think when you look at some of these numbers, the employers added 1.8 million jobs. They were looking for a significantly less than that. So overall, you look at the unemployment rate at 10.2. They thought it was going to be 10.6. So across the board, it just seems like we're sort of coasting along. Now, I don't mean that to sound like everything is great, but we're probably doing a little bit better from an economy side than everybody's expecting. And I think it's just it really comes down to the cities, the states, and each and every area. What's opening up, and how are people reacting to those opening up, as well as what's getting shut back down again and slowing down and all the rest of that. And, you know, it's a very, very difficult time for everybody to try to figure out how to judge exactly where we should be right now based upon what the government has done and where we are right now at this moment. And I got to tell you, the news about what's going on in the vaccine world and everything is really becoming something that looks like it's closer than any of us might have thought it would be right now, sitting where we are right now.
This TikTok thing, I was talking with John Rash about that earlier this morning in this hour, Pete. And the tensions with China, I mean, it seems like we're always having tensions with China. Is this going to add any kind of a market issue to it?
I think it will to some degree. I think right now we're definitely shaking on the Chinese for sure. And obviously that's been something that's been going back and forth for quite a while. It really just depends on how aggressive we really get. And will Microsoft score a deal? That's really what this is sort of surrounding right now would be. If Microsoft can score a deal and the government, I don't know about the payment to the government side that I've been hearing the president talk about. I'm not really sure how that's going to work, and I don't think anybody really fully understands that side of it. But I think the reality is that, there's concerns about a lot of different companies, and there always will be. And the stealing of intellectual property, that's really the core element of a lot of the issues that the U.S. has had with China. And it's something that, you know, it's going to take a lot of time, I think, before we actually can resolve some of those kinds of issues. But in the meantime, this is definitely front and center, and I don't know if this will be the last. I think we'll see other companies that the United States might target at some point in the future.
Let me switch gears because we talk football sometimes with your background as a great college player and an NFL player. The Packers say they won't have any fans for at least their first two home games this season. Ironically, the third game is against the Minnesota Vikings, so that part hasn't been determined. I renewed our season tickets for Gopher football last week. I just don't know if they're going to allow fans at the games or not.
It doesn't feel like, and if so, Dave, I think the numbers that we always hear from just about everybody across the country for college football has been about a 20%. And you know, I don't know how do they determine who the 20% are that go into the stadium. I don't know that they even have all the answers. And there's been a lot going on with football, and it's so different. I think this is the one aspect of it, and we've seen so many players that have opted out in terms of the NFL, and now we're seeing almost a pretty significant rush of players, even at the college level, including University of Minnesota. So the opting out side of things. But I think it's going to be a really interesting challenge because football is so different from basketball. It's so different from hockey. It's so different from some of the other sports. And those bubbles, I think, have been phenomenal. I think the idea behind the bubble makes a lot of sense. But you can't do that with football. There's just too many. And it's not something that can be done. But there's a lot of really interesting stories out there about some of the things that they can at least try to do in terms of travel and cut down on hotels and all the rest of that, that some of that does make some sense. But, you know, it's going to be a really, really interesting season and one like we've never seen before. And I was just with a high school athlete just the other day and in the city of Minneapolis, right by Central High School, and we were talking about a lot of things, and he was waiting on the news and was really disappointed to hear the news about high school football getting pushed off into the spring. And, you know, the disappointment, you can just see it in the face. But I think they're doing things for the right reasons. But, wow, there's a lot of disappointment out there for a lot of young kids.
Yeah, there sure is. Well, Pete, I appreciate your time here this morning on WC Show, as always. And we'll continue to watch the markets today to see what happens. And we opened up just a little bit lower. In the meantime, I'll try to get you back here Friday if I can.
I look forward to it, Dave. Your trip looked phenomenal, by the way. I loved a lot of the pictures that I saw. That looked great.
it was pretty stunning out there. It was like watching you get 30-plus tackles in a football game.
You're too nice. See you later.
He is Pete Najarian here on WCCO. It's 8:58.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.